travaille pour International Robotics, une compagnie chinoise.
International Robotics manufactures industrial robots.
Fabrique des robots industriels.
Mike Epstein works for Advanced Technologies, an American company.
Une compagnie américaine.
Advanced Technologies makes computer components. Shirley Graham is Mr. Epstein's boss. She is a vice president at Advanced Technologies.
Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner va interviewer un jeune musicien dans son appartement. Vous apprendrez à interroger quelqu'un sur l'endroit où il habite et à parler de votre logement. Je vous interrogerai aussi. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner va interviewer un jeune musicien dans son appartement. Quelques expressions avant de commencer. A musician, un musicien. Violin, the violin, le violon. My home, mon foyer. My home. A big house, une grande maison. A big house. A small apartment, un petit appartement. A small apartment.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. Do you like the violin?
I love the violin.
Would you like some coffee or tea?
No, thanks. I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You're a young musician. How old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
Do you have a family?
I have a family in Finland. I don't have a family here.
Do you work? Do you have a job?
I'm a musician. I don't work now. I'm a student.
Do you study at the university?
Yes, I do.
Where do you live?
I live here. This is my home. Where do you live?
I live in Baltimore.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
This apartment is very small.
I live in a small apartment, too. It's my home.
I live in a big house in Finland, but this is my home here. Excuse me. Hello, Manny. Come in.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Martin Lerner. How are you?
Hi. I'm Manny.
Mr. Lerner is a reporter. Manny is my friend.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks.
Where is your home?
Here.
You live here in this apartment?
No. I don't live in this apartment. I live here in Bloomington. My home is in Bloomington.
My home is very small.
My home is very small, too.
Le mot home, foyer, son chez-soi, signifie l'endroit où vous habitez actuellement, que ce soit une maison, un appartement, ou votre village, la maison de vos parents, ou n'importe quelle habitation. Écoutez encore ces phrases.
Where do you live?
I live here. This is my home.
Where do you live?
I live in Bloomington. My home is in Bloomington.
Where do you live?
I live in an apartment.
Essayez de répondre à cette question. Where do you live? Vous pouvez répondre de plusieurs façons. Ou par votre quartier, le nom de votre quartier, votre ville ou votre rue. Where do you live? À vous de répondre. Where do you live? Donnez-moi le nom de votre ville ou le nom de votre village. Et vous commencez par I live in.
Where do you live?
Répondez encore. Je réponds à la même question. Where do you live? I live in Adelphi, Maryland, at 1800 Metzerot Road, apartment number 202. Where do you live? Ensemble. Where do you live? Où habitez-vous? Where do you live? Voilà plusieurs possibilités. Je vais répondre avec vous et pour vous. Where do you live? I live in Kinshasa. Where do you live? I live in Douala. Where do you live? I live in Abidjan. Where is your home? Où est votre foyer? My home is in Casamance, Sénégal. Where is your home? My home is in Chaba, Zaïre. Where is your home? My home is in Douala, Cameroun. Where is your home? My home is in Ivory Coast. Where is your home? My home is in the United States. Une autre question courante. Where are you from? D'où venez-vous? I'm from Senegal. Where are you from? I'm from the United States. Where are you from? I'm from Zambia. Where are you from? I'm from Kenya. Where are you from? I'm from South Africa. Where are you from? I'm from Ivory Coast. Where are you from? I'm from Burundi. Where do you live? Où habitez-vous? Where is your home? Où est votre foyer? Where are you from? D'où venez-vous?
This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello, I'm Martin. Are you a musician?
No, I'm a teacher.
She teaches at the high school.
Do you live in Bloomington?
Yes, I do.
She lives in the apartment downstairs.
Manny, do you have your guitar?
Yes, I do.
Play for us.
Okay.
Autre petite révision. Cette fois-ci, on va s'exercer avec les phrases interrogatives. Vous allez répondre par « Yes, I do » ou par « No, I don't ». Très simple. « Do you live in the United States ?»« Yes, I do. » »« I live in Washington. » »« Do you live in the United States ?»« No, I don't. » »« I live in Burundi. » Do you live in Ghana? Yes, I do. I live in Accra. Do you live in Ghana? No, I don't. Where is your home? Vous vous avez appris.